This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Powered by MyPillow, it is another hour of What's on Your Mind with Kevin Flynn. I'm Scott Henin. Our super producer is Chris Larson. I have on good authority that the MyPillow slippers super duper deal right now is not going to be in place in November. So if you've thought about those slippers, now's the time to get them at a heck of a deal. Use the promo code Scott. Promo code Scott, okay? That's right. 800-506-9028 to call or go to MyPillow.com/Scott. For those great deals, MyPillow.com, okay? Our next guest to talk about what's killing America inside the radical left's tragic destruction of our cities. Something Kevin and I have brought up this morning in light of this shooting in Maine, 18 dead, 13 injured, and the shooter on the loose. This is also a typical weekend, every weekend, in Chicago and some of these other major cities, where there aren't calls from a president. There aren't thoughts and prayers pouring in from all across the USA. So we're going to talk about that with Jason. The authorities in Maine are taking a few questions. Let's pick up part of this right now.
That may be in the hospital and seeking treatment. So those things are actively occurring. We are dealing with each one of those situations separately. So do we need DNA on that? Are we just waiting to find a loved one, some kind of family member that we can make a notification? I think that varies across the board. I'm going to take two more questions. I'm going to take two more. Right here.
Yeah, so there's some sort of triggering event.
I think we're always concerned around motive. That you say triggering event, that's a motive for us. Again, that's not something we're prepared to discuss today, but I do appreciate the question. It's clearly something that's important. One additional follow-up from both of you.
Can you help understand why these locations, why this bar, why this bowling alley? What's looking for someone?
I think that does speak to motive, so I appreciate the follow-up, but not something we're going to be prepared to answer today. And then one more question right here, sir. Right here. Well, we're actively searching for him. If I knew the answers to those questions, and this would be a different press conference, I would assume. So we don't know his location, and I'll leave it at that. And we are working with the Attorney General's office reference to those murders. So with that in mind, we're done taking questions for now. So we are going to actually take off at this point. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, everybody.
What the? Do you know where he is?
Some of these reporters,
these
my gosh.
Oh, I know,
yeah.
Right?
Do you know where he is? Yeah. Anyway, that's the latest out of the Maine active search for this guy. And I understand where his vehicle was abandoned is a heavily wooded area. There's like a riverbed and a bunch of things. So they're using a lot of aerial assets to try and find him. We'll keep you posted on this. But there is obviously a manhunt underway for the senseless violence that occurred in Maine. And it's the kind of violence that happens every weekend in some of our major cities across America. One of the reasons we want to talk with Jason Rance today, the author of What's Killing America, Inside the Radical Left's Tragic Destruction of Our Cities. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Big fan.
What's happening to America's biggest cities?
What's happened to America's biggest cities? They're under siege because of radical left-wing ideologues. I mean, we've ceded over a lot of power to folks who are very, very radical. And even though they've been working for, in some cases, decades to implement a lot of their programs and policies and laws and strategies, the fact of the matter is we saw it all really escalate after Black Lives Matter, after George Floyd. the country fell for that scam. The country, understandably, was upset with what happened, obviously, to George Floyd, and they were willing to sort of give in to folks who, on paper, with some of the language that they were using, sounded like they were compassionate, sounded like they cared. But the truth was, unless you're able to decode language coming from the radical left, you're not going to realize just how radical they are. And so you've seen policy after policy be implemented across the country. In a lot of cases, they're almost identical from city to city. And in other cases, they're the end results are pretty much the same. And that was why I wanted to write the book, was essentially saying, look, I'm studying all this. I'm covering it all for Fox News for my own radio show. And I'm seeing the same script unfold, and I'm certain that both liberals and conservatives are not recognizing what's really going on behind the scenes and how all of this is getting passed to begin with.
Well, and I would say, Jason, Kevin Flynn here, I'm a big fan. I you know, I think myself, like the rest of the country, met you when Seattle was under siege, basically, after all of the stuff with Antifa and the Chad and all of that. They were going to you all the time. And you at the time, and well, still are, correct, hosting a conservative radio talk show in the belly of the beast in Seattle and covered all that. So, I mean, you saw this, and I've been a fan ever since. And it started in Seattle. I mean, now you see Portland. I mean, it just seems to be infecting so many cities, thus your book.
Yeah, and the thing is, it didn't start in Seattle. I mean,
no.
The reality is, it's just been happening all over the place. And there was once a time in which you would get a story, say, out of New York, we're testing something, that they would be the case study. We're going to ban straws, or we're going to tax sugary beverages. And then, you know, cities like Seattle or San Francisco, L.A., would pay attention and see where it goes, and then they would determine whether or not they're going to do it or see how they can do it better. But what we've seen over the course of the last couple of years is they're all doing it at exactly the same time. And what happens in these cities, this isn't Vegas. It doesn't stay here. What ends up happening is it doesn't just spread to other liberal cities, but it spreads into red cities, red counties, red states. And before you know it, it's there. I have a chapter on education, and it will shock a lot of people when they realize that despite where they live, they might think that they're immune to this sort of stuff. You've got small towns in deeply, deeply, deeply red cities and states that are teaching kids to hate cops. And this is happening right now as we speak. And folks just don't understand the gravity, I think, of the situation. We all generally understand that there's something wrong, right? Regardless of where it is you live, you're seeing the crime crisis, homelessness, drug use, and weirdly at the same time, you're spending more money to live in these areas. And people, I don't think, are connecting the dots the same way that they used to, because local media is just really bad. And I don't say that as criticism towards individuals who are watching the news, because I think everyone is smart enough to figure this out. The problem is they have lives, right? They have jobs, they have kids, they have families that they're paying attention to, and they're not nerds like me and you guys who get paid to read all this stuff and look at all this stuff and study all this stuff. And if local media is not going to connect the dots, which is where the majority of people get their local news, then they're not going to know who's responsible and why something is happening. They just know the what.
You describe very well in your book how this is the playbook of the radical left. Explain to people what you mean by radical left.
Yeah, so the radical left, I'm speaking specifically about a subset of Democrats. These are progressives who hold very fringe views, even within the Democrat Party. I don't blame Democrats as a whole for everything that's going on, mostly because I view both Democrats and Republicans, not necessarily just as the lawmakers, but as the people who vote them into power. And I'm willing to bet that if the average Democrat knew what it was they were truly voting for and supporting, they wouldn't be in support. And I'll give you an example. Harm reduction is a strategy that I guarantee you I can ask the average person who's listening right now, or just I can go outside my office right now and speak to any woke Seattleite. They will have no clue what it is I'm talking about. That's the strategy that's in place, though, right now, all across the country and federally, that's been implemented by the radical left to deal with drug addiction. Has that worked? No, since it's been used as a big strategy and the main strategy, and in some cases the only strategy, we've seen a higher death associated with addiction. Now, harm reduction is pitched to people as a way to keep an addict alive long enough so you can get them treatment. That's basically how it was pitched. But that's not actually what it is. What it is keeping people addicted to drugs by handing out needles that are clean, handing out meth pipes and fentanyl pipes, setting up quote-unquote harm reduction sites. They don't focus anything at all on detox or services. So they're just keeping these people addicted to drugs. I don't think average people want to support something like that, that yet their tax dollars are going to it.
Our guest is Jason Rance, the author of What's Killing America, Inside the Radical Left's Tragic Destruction of Our Cities. And we're going to continue to talk more about this after a short time out on the program. Jason, hang tight if you would. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Since 1908, they've been a trusted resource for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Talk about a reputation that is unbelievable. Over 100 years, they serve North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Whatever you need. Find sponsor this program for a long time. We appreciate them very much and encourage you to do business with our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find them online at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedeter Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll do it again. We have a grand total of 2 seats left until we are sold out for our 8th annual trip to New York City. So, last chance, folks, to get in on that. 2 seats, one couple. Go to am1100theflag.com. All the details are right there, or you can call our friends at Group Travel Planners and say, I want that spot. I want the last one. So last chance. You've been thinking about this? This literally is it, as we only have two seats left. November 28th through December 2nd includes a exclusive trip to Fox News Channel for both the morning show, Fox and Friends, but also later in the afternoon, the taping of Gutfeld in the live studio audience. So pretty cool. Call 952-898-3478, extension 228. Ask for Jason if you'd like to secure that last spot. Again, all the details and that number are at am1100theflag.com. Back with our conversation with Jason Rantz, author of What's Killing America, Inside the Radical Left's Tragic Destruction of Our Cities. Kevin mentioned earlier that you were front and center when the liberal anarchists declared that police-free chop zone in Seattle.
Welcome to the Chad. You shall not enter.
That seems to me to be the biggest failing here of America's cities. It's that there is this like accommodation for this radical left, Jason.
Exactly.
Why would you ever let them have 100% a chop zone? I mean, my gosh.
They give into it for a couple of reasons. Number one, they were terrified of these folks. This group represented the base of the Democrat Party here in Seattle. And they're very vocal. They're very aggressive, as you could tell. And they are actually active when it comes to politics. And so, remember, leading into that, they were showing up to the homes of individual council members and the mayor's office, hanging outside the entire time, basically harassing and threatening. And then all of a sudden they had this opportunity to take control over six city blocks in downtown Seattle or just outside of downtown Seattle. And rather than deal with the politics of it all, the mayor just basically said, yeah, we're going to give it over. And this, of course, was against the recommendations and advice of the chief of police at the time, Carmen Best. She lost out on that, and unfortunately it created this absolute mess. But for me, and I talk a lot about this in the book, it's just, you know, I'm there and I'm covering it. I'm there day and I'm there at night. And then to see some of the coverage, both locally and nationally, pretending that all was okay, that there was no violence, that there was no threat, was just surreal to me. And it was weird because you guys saw me covering it on Fox. But after I was done, I would inevitably get either a tweet or an email from someone who's local and telling me that I'm making it all up. It's like, dude, I cannot do CGI that well. I guarantee you I'm not making it up. I mean, like, I have videos and I have photos. So, you can be in denial all you want. And I think there were a lot of folks in denial because they liked what it stood for. And they certainly wanted to prove that you can have a police-free zone and have it survive. But unfortunately, it led to the murders of black teens, all, by the way, done in the name of Black Lives Matter.
How are the citizens of Chad doing now? They're there, and I suppose they're flourishing. Things are good there.
Well, it's Chaz, and
they're no longer flourishing.
Chaz. Yeah, they're no longer flourishing. As it turns out, it was not a very good idea. Most of the people who ended up staying there towards the end were all homeless anyway, and it turns out they're still homeless.
Wow, you infiltrated the marches before with Antifa. What do you take away from that? When you're in the middle of that? What do we need to know about Antifa and their goals?
They are dangerous, they are very ignorant, and they are very unprepared for what it is they do. It felt like they were trying to figure out what it was they were up to in the moment. They had a general idea of let's march and let's demand people take to the streets. Where they were going to go was like, I don't know, they would stop in the middle, and I always thought, so I opened the book up with exactly this, me infiltrating one particular Antifa march. This happened actually after Chop and Chaz. And I found out that they were looking for me because this was on me. I made a mistake. I sent out a tweet a little bit too early, earlier than I usually do. And so they knew I was in the crowd with them. And they have people who are online who basically scour to see who is infiltrating. And so we were there, and I got a tweet from someone showing me that they know I'm there. And then all of a sudden, someone said, Jason Rantz is here. And then they stopped. And I've never been more uncomfortable in my life. And then I realized they only stopped because they were just lost. And so for the rest of the story, you're going to have to read the first chapter.
Oh, gosh. It is.
Nicely done.
Yeah, exactly right. How much much of this problem is lack of, prosecution of repeat offenders?
I mean, there's a huge problem with lack of prosecutions. When you look at some of the data on the ground in a lot of these cities, be it Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Atlanta, you're going to see a prolific offender problem. Some of it is due to prosecutors who don't want to prosecute. You've got judges who are not very judgmental. You've got laws at the state level that also handcuff what prosecutors and judges can do. It all kind of depends on where it is that you live. And while some of the policies are similar and some of them are different, the end results are the same, which is you end up getting people who inevitably escalate the level of criminal behavior that they've been engaged in. They start small and then they get considerably worse. And then ultimately they end up seriously injuring or killing someone. And these are crimes that I think we can all safely say were avoidable had we actually punished the people who needed to be punished. But again, if we don't decode the language of the radical left, you get these kinds of policies. Restorative justice is a strategy that is used, again, in all of these cities, all across the country, and it is embraced at the national level. Average person can't tell me what restorative justice is.
President Biden has put out a statement just now about the shooting in Lewiston, Maine last night, and is, of course, urging Republican lawmakers in Congress to fulfill their duty to protect the American people, work with us to pass a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, to enact universal background checks, to require safe storage of guns, and immunity from liability for gun manufacturers. These cities that you focused on have some of the toughest gun control laws in America, and yet this senseless murder happens every night, right?
Yeah, I mean, looking at Seattle specifically, we have effectively banned all gun shops and gun sales in the city, period. The state of Washington, we've done exactly what President Biden is demanding. Seattle is about to hit an all-time record high number of homicides this year. We are three away from matching it, four away from exceeding it. It is, what is today, October 26th. So we're certainly going to exceed that. So please explain to me, folks, on the radical left, how getting rid of guns is going to do anything except make us more vulnerable against the bad guys who have them.
Oh, and police. They want to get rid of police, too. So just remember that.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, come on. It's just a system of oppression.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Great work, Jason. Really gets to the heart of this matter of what is killing America. Inside the Radical Left's Tragic Destruction of Our Cities, the book is called What's Killing America? Jason Rantz, our guest. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Keep it up. I love Seattle. I want to make a comeback.
Well, I'm trying, man.
All right, brother.
Keep up the good work. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
All right, short break. When we come back, bite-sized insights. Cyber threats are real. We're going to tell you how to manage that coming up on What's On Your Mind. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. A manhunt underway in Maine for a mass shooter who's considered armed and dangerous. Police are searching for 40-year-old Robert Card, who they are calling a person of interest. The new House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson hitting the ground running. Johnson's first bill as Speaker was a House resolution of support for Israel. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had some kind words for the new Speaker of the House.
As far as the Speaker is concerned, he is a fantastic gentleman, and I think he's going to do a great job. Mike Johnson, Louisiana, is going to do a great job. Thank you, everybody.
The former president also incurred a $10,000 fine for breaching a gag order in his New York civil fraud lawsuit. The penalty imposed yesterday as the judge determined he had violated the order for the second time. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, a place for some home cooking today. Nothing says home cooking like meatloaf, right? And they do great meatloaf. It's so good. Castleton has meatloaf today. Harwood has meatloaf today. PetroServe USA locations. There's Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue locations. Sloppy Joe's at the 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA. Either Tater Tot Hot Dish or Goulash are yours at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You ever have goulash, Kev?
Oh, all the time. My wife makes killer goulash.
Do you, when I was a kid, my mom would make goulash, which also, I think, is hamburg hot dish is another term for it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And we would butter up a slice of bread.
Oh, yeah.
And then we would put the goulash on the slice of bread. Would you do that?
Oh, yeah. All
and
the
then, then the warm goulash sort of melts the butter on the piece of bread, and it is such it's so dang good. It should be illegal. So anyway, yeah, exactly. That's West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. There is stuffed peppers in Glendon today too. Steak bites on 45th. PetroServe USA home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits at a PetroServe USA location near you. Managing technology, especially if you're in business, is more complex than ever. Every single moment of every single day, there are bad actors that are out there looking to attack. Cyber attacks, cyber threats. So managing all this, finding solutions in all of this is difficult. So we monthly chat with our friends at High Point Networks for the bite-sized insights. To talk about, first of all, we have great talent to join us, certified High Point Network engineers, sharing real-life experiences and providing tangible tools to take back to your organization. So consider this a little free advice, but some very, very important advice. Sean Mandel is the Director of Professional Services for High Point Networks. He joins us today for the Bite-Sized Insight segment. Sean, how are you?
I am above average.
You're above average today. Glad to hear that. Fantastic. What does the Director of Professional Services do? Explain your title.
Sure. I have the privilege of leading a team of engineers and service providers throughout our footprint. They're an awesome team scattered out throughout the...
I'm going to fix that audio.
Yeah, we'll let you hear feedback.
Yeah, is that better?
Sounds better. Am I
in? Yeah, we can hear you now a little bit better, too, as well.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay, so I just explained that, you know, every hour of every day, bad actors are trying to break in everywhere for all kinds of nefarious reasons. So the cyber attacks are attempted literally 24-7. We're going to talk a little bit about incident response today. First of all, what is incident response? How would you define that?
Incident response, specifically incident response plan, is what I'll hone in on that, I guess. That's a plan that a business would have in place. Of course, in anything, a good planning reduces surprises, right? More specifically to incident response when it comes to cybersecurity is it allows us to take action more quickly, more efficiently in the event of an incident. Also will help lower the impact on the organization and allow the organization to get operational much more quickly. So overall, it provides an organized approach to handling incidences when they occur. Notice I said when and not if, because we have to have this mindset that it will occur and we have to be ready for it.
So if you don't have one, you're more vulnerable than you need to be, basically.
Correct. Yes. It's important to have an incident response plan. If you have any sort of IT infrastructure, using the internet in any way, you should have an incident response plan in place.
What is the benefit of that? What do you get out of that? Quicker action? You stop the damage sooner? What kind of benefits come from going through that effort?
Well, as I mentioned, it allows us to, if an incident occurs, of course, it's going to be varying in severity, right? Anything from a single computer or a server being impacted to the entire organization's IT infrastructure. So depending on the impact of that, you can imagine a company that relies on their systems to function. Let's just take, for example, a manufacturing company that requires the systems to be up and running in order to manufacture what they make. Well, if those systems are not available, if they are down due to an incident where a threat actor has gained access to that environment and taken those systems down, we have seen situations where all of those workers, from the manufacturing floor have been sent home for as many as 3 days. So you can imagine the impact to that business. So having a plan in place and getting back up quicker becomes really, really important when you're starting to send your workforce home.
All right. So you've sold me on why an incident response plan is needed. Where do you begin? How do you get started if you don't have one?
Well, the first step is to get the key players on board with the fact that you need one. Get everyone to agree that, yeah, this is something our organization needs. And then in the preparation for that, you need to start thinking about some things. Things like identifying your assets and prioritizing those of what's most important. If you have any processes or procedures that are lacking, try to get those in place. Identify the key players within your organization, define the roles and responsibilities of what each person will do in the event that we have to execute this plan. And then who do you call, right? A lot of organizations don't really know where to start. Do you call your IT provider? Do you call your insurance company? Where do you start if you don't have one? And then there's other things to think about. How are we going to communicate if it's us, right? So if an organization is hit by an attack and it takes down their communication channels, how are they going to communicate? So starting to think through all of those things by getting first the key players on board, and then if you just don't know where else to start, turn to a third party who can help you with it, who's been through this, who's helped create plans before, and engage them to help.
Just make sure you have one and get started. And, it's the what ifs, sir. You've made a very good point. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So you want to be ready for this for sure. And, of course, HighPoint Networks does a great job with these. So give me some key takeaways when you're creating an incident response plan. What kind of action plan after the work you just described to get one going and get the key players involved, what does it look like?
Well, the plan it's a document, right? It's essentially a document that you create that has all of these things outlined. There's multiple pieces to it, right? There's important pieces like identifying who does what. So in the event that the organization is hit and the key players have to come into play and each has a role in that, who's taking care of communications? Who's taking care of working on getting systems back up? What third parties do you involve? And a lot of times, of course, that is the insurance company, and we can get into a little more detail about what to expect from your insurance company. If they were mean, because we've kind of seen some trends lately to kind of go down the path of the cyber insurance, if you mind. We started to see in the last 18 months or so some changes, some differences in how insurance companies were handling things and just kind of some overall trends that were a little bit different. So went out there doing a little bit of research and trying to understand, is this just something that's different within our customers, or is this a kind of industry-wide thing? And it was amazing as I was doing that research and reading articles and how the trends that we're seeing out there aligned exactly with what we're seeing. You know, things like more small businesses needing cyber insurance more so than in the past. And not necessarily because threat actors are necessarily targeting a particular small business. It's maybe more of a hit of opportunity. So as threat actors are out scanning the internet, looking for open ports, looking for known vulnerabilities, they may just stumble across a small business. And because there was a known vulnerability there that wasn't addressed, they're able to take advantage of that and take down the customer. So we're seeing more small businesses in need of of cyber insurance. Also, the questionnaires that required to be filled out are much longer than they used to be in the past. A lot more detail. For example, they're going to ask very specific questions like, do you have multi-factor authentication enabled on all your accounts? Do you have a user training program in place? Do you have endpoint security solutions that have features like EDR, endpoint detection and response? What does your backup look like? How are you handling password policy? So really, really detailed. And then the final thing that we noticed is there's some fine print that didn't appear there in the past. For example, if a customer is not taking care of known vulnerabilities, you know, in some recent examples, we have Microsoft Exchange had a few months ago had a known vulnerability that was widely exploited. MoveIt was another one that was more recent than that, even that affected, I think, over 2,000 organizations. And if you're not addressing those known vulnerabilities, the fine print says, well, that's an exclusion from your coverage. Or if in a situation where you said you had multi-factor authentication across all your accounts, but a threat actor was able to find one that didn't have that enabled and able to gain access to the environment through that, that then, you know, is an exclusion from the coverage. And so organizations are finding that they don't necessarily have the coverage they thought they did because they didn't read the fine print.
Sounds like another reason, though, to have the pros from High Point Networks. You know this. You're gonna help fill out the questionnaire, and you're gonna answer it accurately, and make sure that that cyber insurance is actually in place and working, and you've done everything that they recommend, right?
Right. Yeah. We have been engaged more so now than in the past in helping with filling out the forms. That's something that we do help with. But then there's another very important part to this too is knowing what to expect in the event, right? So I've went through some things that we've seen, but how do you know how your insurance company is going to respond? Well, you do an exercise. You do a tabletop exercise where you actually run through the scenario, and you involve the insurance company in that. You call them and you find out from them what you can expect from them. And we can get into the details of that too, because we've been a part and helped enough with enough of these over the past several years that we kind of know exactly what to expect and what's going to happen. But most customers who've never been impacted by an attack, they just don't know because they've never been through it.
Yeah, my biggest takeaway would be you think you checked the box, you got cyber insurance, you're good, but you've explained, well, that's not necessarily the case, and really there's a lot more to it, which, again, is all reasons you want an incident response plan, you want pros on the job. Some bite-sized insights today that are very valuable in our technology segment from Sean Mendel, High Point Networks. Thanks for waking us up to some real peril out there. John, appreciate it.
Sure.
Small businesses, pay attention. Have that plan. That's bite-sized insights brought to you by High Point Networks. One more segment to go on What's On Your Mind. Kevin and I back to wrap up after this. Don't go away.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last chance to get your original My Slippers from Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow at a great price, $39.98 with your promo code Scott. I have on good authority that that special is in its final hours, so take advantage of that. Giza Dream Bed Sheets, queen size, $59.98 with the promo code Scott. The new MyPillow 2.0, queen and king size, $39.99 per pillow. Great deal there. Only thing you need to remember is the promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. Here's a story I haven't had a chance to get to today, but I think is one that should be blasted everywhere. Most of the media will exclude this information, but it's Fox News exclusive. The FBI maintained more than 40 confidential human sources on various criminal matters related to the Biden family, including Joe Biden, dating back to his time as vice president. This is information that Chuck Grassley has gotten from a whistleblower. confidential human sources provided criminal information to the FBI relating to Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden. Those confidential human sources were managed by multiple FBI field offices across the nation, including the FBI's Seattle field office. But Grassley learned that the FBI had a task force at the Washington field office, which sought to, and in some cases successfully did, shoot down reporting and information from those sources by falsely discrediting the information as foreign disinformation. Here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Russia, Russia, Russia. That effort caused investigative activity to cease. Despite those efforts by the FBI task force, Grassley said in at least one instance, the confidential human source and its information had been vetted by multiple U.S. attorneys' offices, which found no hits to known sources of Russian disinformation. They disproved their own theory. Chuck Grassley wrote a letter to Merrick Garland, Attorney General and the FBI Director, Christopher Wray, this week, and Fox News got a hold of the letter, which says, based on the information provided to my office over a period of years by multiple credible whistleblowers, there appears to be an effort within the Justice Department and FBI to shut down investigative activity relating to the Biden family.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long because you know all I'm about to, I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
So, everybody clear on that?
Grassley says such decisions point to significant political bias infecting the decision-making of not only the Attorney General and FBI Director, but also line agents and prosecutors, and added, our republic cannot survive such a political infection, and you have an obligation to this country to clear the air.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
It's unbelievable. This thing, I mean, dude, this Chuck's makes Watergate. What makes Watergate look like a jaywalking ticket? I mean, think about that. And how far does this go past Biden and his family? I mean, what did Obama know during all of this? You know, making deals with multiple countries.
The cover-up combined with the weaponization of government directed at anybody conservative.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
Trying to shut down free speech on... They spend more time begging, you know, Twitter to take something down or, you know, cooperating with Facebook. Meanwhile, maybe they should be investigating armed and dangerous individuals in Maine who spent 2 weeks this summer in a mental hospital and
absolutely
have a gun.
Yeah. Allocation of resources.
Get
come
back
on.
To the...
And throw these people in jail.
Or the cities that are overrun with...
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It is. So now you know, and thank God for Chuck Grassley. I think it's great. Listener said, how about a shout-out for the rural mail carriers to stay safe on the road?
Always.
And sent a photo of slippery, looks like a county road, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Mackville, North Dakota, Nelson County. So the slippery stuff is not too far away from the valley here.
Yeah, no, but if you're new to it, take a little time and slow down and learn how to drive on it, will you? Thanks, appreciate it.
Another listener suggests that the goulash with the butter should, rather than a slice of bread, try it on a King's Hawaiian bun.
Oh, that'd be good.
The sandwich, yeah.
That'd be good.
Back to Maine, a listener points out this shooter, who's still on the loose, by the way, picked a gun-free zone. In Maine, you're not allowed to have guns in any place that serves alcohol.
Nope.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So he was at a bowling alley, and he was at a bar. He knows there's no one legally allowed to have a gun there, so he goes there and shoots 7-8 people at each location. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, another example where a gun-free zone is deadly.
Well,
the only thing a gun-free zone helps is a criminal.
Yep.
So basic, it's unbelievable. Plus, you know, I've been talking all morning about the cities where numbers like this happen every weekend. They're gun-free zones.
Yeah, this strictest... not happening in Texas a lot. Yeah. I mean, you know, just saying. It does, but no.
18 people killed, 13 injured, and the shooter still on the loose. So we pray for the victims and their families. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
Today, what they're dealing with, all because we can't have laws that are on the books in this country followed. Somebody with mental health to the point of 2 weeks of hospitalization still has guns.
Yeah, well.
It's against the law.
Pray for it in Chicago and Philly and Baltimore and D.C. and everywhere else, too. You know? Yeah.
Good point.
Evil's all doing right, evil.
Friday edition of the program tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Join us. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.